Okay, let's get into the next parak in Sefer Yirmiyahu, parak Chaf Aleph 21. As we continue with Yirmiyahu and other people, the past first number of prakim, we was just Yirmiyahu without interacting with other people, but this last parak and this parak, we have him now interacting with other people, with Nevi'ei Sheker, with the Kohen Gadol, with Tzidkiyahu, as we will see. Hadavar Asher Haya El Yirmiyahu Me'etz Hashem. So the parak again starts off. The following was the message that was given to Yirmiyahu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bishloach Elav, and here we are given exact year, time. HaMelech Tzidkiyahu. Tzidkiyahu HaMelech sent. Es Pashchur Ben Malkiyah Vesfanya Ben Ma'aseya HaKohen Lemar. The following message to Tzidkiyahu. This is not the same Pashchur, the Mefarshim point out, as we had in the previous parak, when we just had that Pashchur was the one that beat him up. Pashchur ben Imer HaKohen, and put him in jail. This is a different Pashchur ben Malkiyah. This Pashchur is mentioned later on in Perek Lamed Ches. He's mentioned as one of the nobles of the time that refused to give in to the Bavel. Right, it says there in Perek Lamed Ches, Kol Mar Hashem, Yirmiyahu says, Hinason Tinatina Yirazos Biadchel Belach Bavel Luchada. It's going to be captured by Bavel, and he should give in. Vayomer Asarim, and these Sarim, including Pashchur, say to the king, You must know as Ishazeh, Ki Al Kain, who Marapes Ide Hashem Lachama, Hanashram Berazos, he deserves to die, Yirmiyahu. He's weakening the troops, he's deflating their courage. Vezide Kalam, Ladabra Lev Kadramayla. How could you say this? Ki Ishazeh, Nenu Dorish Lashalom. He just wants bad for these people, right? He doesn't want good, right? And that's the, and since Kiyo HaMelech says, Hinehu biyedchem, Ki ein HaMelech yuchal eschem davar. They took Yirmiyahu, they throw him into the bar, right? That's what we'll have to get to that when they enchain him in jail. But anyway, back to our parak. So the message given that Yirmiyahu gives to Pashchur, Vetzfanya, these noblemen, is that, you know, they this is what's going to happen. And what do they send back? Tzidkiyahu sends messengers to him. And what do they say? Durashna abadeinu as Hashem. Please daven to Hashem for us. Why? Here's how we know what year it is. Ki Nebuchadnezzar melech bavel nilcham aleinu. Nebuchadnezzar has come. The siege has begun. Asara Bateves, as we know, in the ninth year of Tzidkiyahu's reign, a year and a half before Churban Beis Hamikdash, Nebuchadnezzar has surrounded the walls of Yerushalayim. That's when this story takes place. They say to Yirmiyahu, they know what Yirmiyahu has been saying for months and for years. And yet, what do? They don't start listening to him, but they say, Yirmiyahu said, this is what's going to happen, and this is going to be the prophecy, and Nebuchadnezzar is going to come. They see it all taking place in front of their eyes, and yet, they're blind. And yet they say, please daven for us. Make it a good outcome. Ula yas Hashem osanu kachal niflosav. Maybe Hashem will do for us like all the miracles. Right, it happened to Sancheriv, right, when they were surrounded and they all died. The Yala mealeinu will be able to, and he'll leave. Right, so maybe, it's amazing. Yirmiyahu is telling them for so many months and years what's going to happen. And they see it happening in front of their eyes and nothing. Their reaction is, Yirmiyahu, please daven for us. The Abarbanel points out, right, they didn't do tshuva. Right, it was nothing like they said, you know what, you daven, we'll do tshuva, and it'll work. No. V'hine, Tzidkiyahu, lo shav b'tshuva, v'lo amo, gamkein, ava levad hayim avakish b'yirmiyahu, she is palel alze, ke'ilu hakol talui bo. As if tefillah has a magical power, even if you don't change your life. Even if you don't do tshuva. Umibli tshuva, yashuv Hashem, echaran apo. Hashem's gonna go away from his anger, just because of the tefillah. Tefillah has inherent power, yes, but that's only if a person is behind the tefillah. So they say, Yirmiyahu, please daven for us. Yirmiyahu says, I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. Vayomer Yirmiyahu aleihem, kosomruun el Tzidkiyahu, go tell Tzidkiyahu. The king of Yehuda as follows, Ka'amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, hineni meisiv es klei hamilchama, asher biyadchem, I'm going to take and turn around the kalim for milchama, the weapons that you have, asher atem nilchamim bam, I'm going to turn them around that you fight with, es melech bavel ves hakazdim, hatzorim aleichem yichutz lachoma, right, the bavel and the Babylonians who are outside the wall, va'asafti osam altocha yirazos, I'm going to bring them in. So what exactly does this pasuk mean? What's going to happen to the weapons that you have? The Mesudas David says, "Asavev michem es klei milchamal lesitam melech bavel." I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it to them. They're going to come in. They're going to take your weapons. They're going to even use it against you. Says the Abarbanel. Again, here I think there's a different pshat and a deeper pshat in this regard. That is not physical weapons. He likes what Rashi says. Rashi says it, but the Abarbanel really expands upon it. Rashi says, Yesh bachem hayotim la hasbia es hasarim shamala. There are those that know how to control the zodiac and the constellations and to move the stars and everything in a way that's using magical powers, maybe Ov, Yidoni, all of these, use it to your benefit. So, says Rashi, in the pshat of the pasuk, Yirmiyahu is saying that's going to be all used against you. Don't think that you could use that. And that's what the Abarbanel likes, that pshat. V'hu klisha melchama, haniz karkan. What war kelim are they using here? Hashba'us v'hatalizmo, talismans. Shahayu b'yushalayim, lahoradas haruchmias, hakochavim. Shabayam ha'yachoshim, b'nei Yehuda, linatzal me'yaveim. They thought, that's going to win. We're going to be able to control the stars and control everything upstairs. It's not going to help. Says Yirmiyahu, it's going to be used against you. V'nilchami ani itchem. And I'm going to fight with you, says Hashem. B'yanetuyo b'zera chazaka. With great anger. The Malvin points out, this pasuk is exactly the opposite, as we know, from other places in Tanakh. Usually we have Yad Chazaka uVizroa Netuya, where we have that in Mitzrayim. And here we have Yad Netuya and Zroa Chazaka. Exactly the opposite. The Malvin explains in Biurei, in his Biur, and the Malbim has two parts to his commentary, the Biur Ha'inyan and Biur Hamilos. The whole commentary of Yirmiyahu is called Tochachas Yirmiyahu. That's the whole name. The Malbim has the name of a commentary on each sefer. In Yeshayahu, it's called Chazon Yeshayahu, and here it's called Tochachas Yirmiyahu. So in the Biur Hamilos here, he talks about this unique pasuk, how it's Yad Netuya and Zroa Chazaka. He says Yad always connotes directness without any intermediary. Zroa is an intermediary, right? Zroa, an arm, but the intermediary, but really the hand does it. The Zroa is behind what the arm does, but really the hand is doing it. And so the Malbim goes into explaining why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different where other nations are punished, like Mitzrayim, and when Am Yisrael are punished. When Am Yisrael is punished, Hashem is more somewhat, even though we're being punished, Barachamim, and that's why he explains the difference between here, where it's going against Am Yisrael, and other contexts where it's going against other nations. V'hikesi, but what does Yirmiyahu say in the name of Hashem? V'hikesi, instead of davening, he reforms them. What's going to happen? V'hikesi es yoshveo irazos, vesa adam, vesa behema, bedever gadol yamusu. They're going to die in great pestilence. V'acharechein nu'um Hashem, etein et sitkiyom elach yudah vesa adam vesa am, vesa hanashorem be'irazos. All of those that survive the death, minadever, minacher, minarav, b'yan nebuchanetzer melach bavel. They're all going to end up going in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar back to Bavel, Ubiyad Aveim, Ubiyad Mavakshi Nafsham, Vihikam Lefi Charev, Lo Yachus Aleim, Velo Yachmol, Velo Yerachim. He will not have compassion and will not have any Rachmanis, right? Nebuchadnezzar was an evil ruler. The Radak here quotes the story of what he did to Tzidkiyahu. He killed Tzidkiyahu's children in front of his eyes, and then he blinded Tzidkiyahu, right? That's the story that we know from the end of Sefer Malachim, but without no Rachmanis he's going to have, right? The Ramban discusses, and the Rambam discusses, right? That the, you know, what exactly was the Isser, right? What do you mean? But Yisrael were punished. But Yisrael were punished, and therefore Nebuchadnezzar just being the tool of God. So why was Nebuchadnezzar so evil? He was just doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. But as the Ramban says, and the Rambam discusses this as well, in Hilchos Shuvah, the Ramban says that in Parshas Lech Lecha, they went overboard. They went much beyond, right? The Ramban uses this to explain the Mitzrayim, why the Mitzrayim were punished if it was already forecast in Brisbane Abasarim. Ava bishani gazarti al zaracha lios gerim ve'eres lo lahem va'avadim ve'inu osam afal pikin eshpotes agoy asher yavodu al asher ya'asu lahem v'lo yiftru ba'avur sh'asuk zeirasi. They're not going to be niftar. Why? Shehosifu lahara ki hishlichu b'neihem la'ya'or. I said that they will be subjugated. I didn't say they were going to throw your babies into the river. They wanted to wipe you out. They wanted to obliterate you. So he says that about the Mitzrayim, and then later on in the piece, he says it about the king of Ashur, he says it about Sancherev, and then he says it about Nebuchadnezzar as well. The Afal Pikain, he says, Vaveim Yodim, Kibitz Hashemi. Right? The Babylonians knew that they were doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu forecast. Kamosha Amar Nuvuzradon Li Yirmiyahu. As we're going to have in a couple of Prakim and Perak Mem. Hashem Alokecha, Diber Atarazos Alamakom Azeh. Vayom Vayas Hashem Kasher Diber Ki Chatasam Hashem. That's Nebuzradon knows that, right? The general of Nebuchadnezzar. But eventually they were all punished. Nebuchadnezzar had a terrible punishment. What was his kavana? He was a big balgaiva, and he wanted to be Magdal as Memshala. Viksiv, and he quotes all different psukim throughout, that we have them in Yeshayo as well, that he wanted to raise himself up. Right, pasuk in Yeshayo, which we discussed last year, right? So, but that's why he was punished. He wasn't doing it for the right purposes, and he went much above and beyond, right? Annihilating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said even in the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu. Terrible things, but there were going to be some that were going to go into Galus. He wanted to get rid of all. Why was Nebuchadnezzar Zoche? Why was he Zoche to be the tool, at least before he messed up, before he had different kavanas? That we know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's a lot in Chazal in about Nebuchadnezzar. If you look just as in the Otzer Ishei HaTanach, where there's an amazing sefer, just quoting all the Chazals, the Midrashim, the Gemaras, about every personality in Tanakh. There are pages. There are pages about Nebuchadnezzar, right? It's not just one page or two pages. There are pages about Nebuchadnezzar, right? But a lot of them, right, it's Chazal, Midrashim, about Nebuchadnezzar might have known Yirmiyahu when they were younger. But either way, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadivav talks about why he was Zoche to be the tool to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And what is it? Says the Gemara that he took 3 steps for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Took 3 steps for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Or 4 steps. Hani Dal Psiyas Mahi. What are the 4 psiyas that he took? So, he was a scribe to the previous king of Bavel, Baladon ben Baladon. Right? When Chizkiyahu was sick and he got better, we know there was an amazing miracle that took place that day. So, Baladon ben Baladon's like, wow, I gotta send a letter to Chizkiyahu. He gets his scribes to write him a letter. Nebuchadnezzar happened to be out that day. He was the main scribe. But he happened to be out that day. He comes back in and asks them, "Nu, what's been going on?" And they said, "We sent a letter to Chizkiyahu, the king of Israel." And Nebuchadnezzar says, "What, you're writing the letter?" So they say what they wrote in the letter, right? Shlom alamalcha Chizkiyahu, shlom lakata Yushalayim, shlom la'elah rabba, right? Shalom to you, Chizkiyahu, to the city of Jerusalem, and to the great God. Nebuchadnezzar, safri de baladan have, right? He was the sofer, and he says, "You wrote Chizkiyahu first, and then Yushalayim, and they wrote HaKadosh Baruch Hu," right? How can you do that? You have to give shalom to God first. So they say, "Well, we already sent the letter, right? You want to figure out a way to solve the problem, so you go." So what did he do? He started running. He started running after the sofer to be able to put God, to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu first in the letter. Rod Basrei, when he started running, Gavriel Hamalach got him and stopped him from running. Either he took him and gave him Kfitzas Aderach and caught him up to the Shliach, maybe brought the Shliach back, but either way, the Gemara says, Amar Reb Yochanan, Il Mali Ba Gavriel Veheimidu Lo Haya Takana L'Sonem Shal Yisrael. If you, those four steps, some of the Gersa of 3 steps, right, that's it, that's what we stopped, right, and that's, if you would have gone more, then he would have been able to even do even more than the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avram in Simen Kuf Chav Gimel. That's why we take 3 steps back and 3 steps forward at the end of our Amida, because we're saying, and then we daven for Shibana Beis HaMikdash, because those 3 steps brought the Chorban. So we want to take 3 steps and we want to Shibana Beis HaMikdash from here of Yemenu. But again, that's Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of his life, he turned into an animal, and his son and his grandson wanted to be the king. Either way, that's not for this moment right now. But either way, when we get to this, the Yirmiyahu says, he's not going to have any rachmanis. You have to know who you're dealing with. This is Nebuchadnezzar. Ve'ala mazet tomar, pasaches, ko amar Hashem, also tell this nation, hinini nosim lefnechem es derech hachayim es derech hamaves. I'm going to give you a choice. I'll tell you a secret, a way to save your lives at least. Hayoshe pe'ir azos yamus. Whoever stays here and fights, Yamus will die. Bacherev, Ubarav, Ubadaver, that's the Gzeira on Yerushalayim. Vahayotze, Vanafal al Hakasim, if you give in, Hatsarim Aleichem, Vichaya, you will live. Right, we know the stories of many, inside, we'll have stories later on in the Sefer, many that wanted to give in and they were overpowered by the Biryonim. We're not giving in. We have the story in Maseches Gittin, it happened by Bayesheni as well. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had to sneak his way out. But again, it happened. They had enough food for many years. And yet, the Biryonim burned down all the food sources and made it impossible. Right? But says the Yirmiyahu here, if they would go out, they would live. If you would go out, you would be able to live. Because this city, city of Yerushalayim, right? It has to be cleansed, and it will go up in fire. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin learns that from this pasuk: if you go out, you will live. Golus is mechaperes. That is what the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. That Golus mechaperes avon mechsa, or then it says Golus mechaperes shlosha dvarim. And then it quotes our pasuk: Hayoshibir azos yamus becherav baravo badaver, sword, famine, and daver. And if you go out, you'll be safe. So you see, be safe from those three things. Rav Nevenzal in a Sefer on Brachos discusses how exactly does it work that galus is mechaper. He has a couple of suggestions. He says maybe number one, just galus is uncomfortable, and you're not in a place where you grew up in. You're separate from your family. You're separate from your comfort zone, and therefore that sar is itself mechaper. Number one. Number two, see, then he says, no, maybe it's much deeper than that. Whenever we're in a new setting, in a new job, in a new house, in a new school, we always feel the newness, and it's exhilarating, and it gives us koach, and it allows us to start afresh. Whenever there's something new, a new year, it's a chizuk. So if you're in a new place, galus, that affects your entire being, your entire personality, to be able to have a newness and to get better, and that's how galus works as a kapara. Not just per se, it's uncomfortable, but it gives you a hisorus in order to be able to do tshuva. And he says that's what Avram Avinu in Lech Lecha. This is where he talks about it in Lech Lecha. Avram Avinu Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. I needed to have a newness. Whatever he was doing earlier, and even though he was already recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Aram Narayim, but he says I need you to have a newness. And then Rav Nevenzal says a third point, maybe it's even metaphysical. We just explained something natural. But this metaphysical, a new space, the land itself is mashpia on the nature of a person, on a mahut chadasha, and therefore that's how galus works as well. So it's a couple of pshatim on that Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin, which is based on our pasuk. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ula Beis Melech Yehuda Shim Udvar Hashem, and specifically to Malchus Yehuda, I have a separate message. Beis David, Ka'amar Hashem, listen, Malchus Beis David. Dino Leboker Mishpah, right, Sidkiyo. Dino Leboker Mishpah. What does that mean? Vatzilu Gazol Miat Oshek. So the pashas might mean Boker, the Malbim says. Boker in the morning, meaning before the destruction. Start doing justice. You want to save a little bit? There's always a little bit of time. Dino Leboker Mishpat. Vitzilu Gazol Miat Oshek. Stop the oppression of people stealing and oppressing. Right, Gzela and Oshek are two different types of taking other people's money, discussed in Maseches Baba Kama, Baba Metzia. But either way, Dino Leboker Mishpat. The Gemara in Sanhedrin also darshins on this pasuk. Dino Leboker Mishpat. A dayan has to have clarity in what he paskins. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Adav Zayin Mabez, it's got to be clear. If it's not clear, then the dayan should not paskin. And the Rambam codifies this in Hilchas Sanhedrin in Parachaf. The Rambam says, if a dayan is not sure about a certain case, even if everything is stated, even though there's no edim that he could prove that are lying, still he shouldn't paskin in that case. The Rambam quotes this in Perek Aleph Perek Chaf Halacha Zayin. Hagas libo bahora the kofetz the chotech adin kodem sheich kareo beino levein atzmo achi barulo kashemesh. That's what the Gemara darshes from Dina Leboker Mishpat. It's not clear to you like the sun. Hariz a shotev a rasha vegas ruach tibuch hachamim having metunim badin. Right? Even if everything is, you don't think about it and figure it out. Ein bezdin onshin perachaf halacha aleph. Ein bezdin onshin ba'omdin adas ela api edim beraya berura. Afilu ro edim. They see edus, right? They see somebody running in with a knife and he comes out with a blood on it. Still, you have to see it. And even if you have all the evidence, but there's something fishy, something you can't put your finger on, you can't paskin. That's a din meruma. Din meruma, and therefore Bezdin doesn't paskin. In that case, it has to be clear. Dino Leboker Mishpat, as is learned out from that pasuk. Again, though, Yirmiyahu is talking to Malchus Beis David, because as we know, David HaMelech, this had to survive, right? What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ask for? The three things in Mar Gittin, Tein Li Yavne V'Chachameha, give me Rabbi Gamliel, Malchus Beis David has to survive, and the refuah for Rabbi Tzadok. But that's the promise that Kadosh Baruch Hu made. Right? Machlokas, we've shown him exactly how far does this promise go. Well-known Ramban in Parshas Vayechi discusses on the pasuk of Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda that there is an Isser. There's an Isser on anyone else from any other Shevet to be a king. And what about Shaul? That no, it didn't start yet. yet then. And it wasn't like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make a king then anyway. What about the Chashmonoim? That's the Ramban's comment, that the Chashmonoim should have won the war by the story of Hanukkah and then stepped aside and let Malchus Beis David take over. They were Kohanim. They shouldn't have been the king. And that's why the Ramban says, eventually, right, Chazal tell us that there was nobody left. Couple of generations later, from the Chashmonoim, because of this national hate, they needed to get people from Malchus Beis David. The other Rishonim, the Rambam doesn't mention a word about that. He does not quote Lo Yatzar Shevet Miyehuda. He quotes that the only David HaMelech would have an eternal Malchus. The Rambam talks about this in the end of Hilchas Melachim and at the beginning of Hilchas Melachim. It's Malchus Beis David. David HaMelech is Zochet to the Keser Malchus. That's true, but there could be others for temporary measures. Right, the whole line of Malchus Yisrael and Shaul HaMelech and the Chashmonaim. It could have been. The Rambam doesn't give any impression there's anything negative about the Chashmonaim in Hilchas Chanukah. So that's also Yirmiyahu is talking about Beis David because he wants David HaMelech's Shevet to know. Right, interesting. The Rambam, when he talks about, he does mention this even in the Ani Mamins, the second to last Ani Mamin, the 12th Ani Mamin. Right, Yisod, that's about belief in Yemos HaMashiach. Believe in Yemos HaMashiach, laham and la'amei sheyavo. V'lo yachshov sheyisacher, not to think that it's never going to come. Im yismameya, chakelo. V'lo yasim lo zman, but don't put a time to it. V'lo yasalo svaras pamikros, lahotzi zman biyaso. Don't try to figure it out. V'sheyamin bo, sheyeh lo yitron umala kavod ha'kol malachem asher yimei olam. Realize he's going to be the best king. You're going to be magdil him and love him and daven for him. And then the Rambam says, "Umichlal Yisod Ze," included in this Ani Mamin, "Sheein Melech Yisrael Elami Beis David Umizera Shlomo Bilvad." That's part of the Ani Mamin. V'kalacholik al mishpacha zos kofar b'Hashem Yisparach ubedivrei neviyav. If you're kofar on this family, David and Shlomo's line, then you're kofar on Hashem and his neviim, right? And that's the problem with Adoniyahu, and that was the problem with many in the Tanakh. Good, so he sends a message to Sidkio and Malchus Yehuda. Make sure you do justice if you want to save yourself. My fire is going to go out. There's not going to be anything to extinguish it. Because of your actions. So again, how did this parakol start off? They say, Yirmiyahu, can you please daven for us? What does he do? He turns around and says, it's your fault. It's up to you. It's up to you. Nothing to do with me. And he talks to Yerushalayim, who sits in the valley. Tzur HaMishor. Ha'omre mi yechas aleinu, mi yavo b'monaseinu. You think nobody's going to come? Ufakati aleichem kiprima aleichem. You're going to get what you deserve. V'itzati yesh b'yara, v'achla kol sviveha. Right? Everything that you deserve is going to happen to you. It's not about my davening. It's about your doing tshuva. Okay, we'll stop here with Perek Chaf Aleph of Sefer Yirmiyahu.